Ramble.
Well, welcome to Guilty Pleasures, the show where Kelsey has a bone to pick. Today we're talking about Addison Rae's He's All That. We've got a special guest in the studio, but who gives a shit? First and foremost,
I'm going to call you both out.
You got a bone to pick.
Special guest is Miles.
Yeah.
And fuck you, Miles.
Oh my God.
And fuck you, Zach.
Shot out of a cannon. What's wrong, Kelsey?
You guys did podcasts without me.
Yeah, we did.
Several.
Didn't even know.
Well, what do you mean you didn't know? You were traveling Europe.
I listen to me, guilty horse. Look right in my eyeballs. I texted the group chat every day that I was in vacation in Europe.
Yes.
I was half working, so I was I was there to work.
Yes,
and I said, "Hey, my best friends, Miles, Zach, and Garrick, like, just let me know. I'll always be available. I can work whenever. Just tell me what we're watching."
And you brought a microphone to Europe. You lugged it around for
this podcast.
Yeah.
I had pre-recorded my own podcast weeks before.
Oh.
Right. I brought it and my H6 for this podcast.
Oh, just for us.
Yes. And you guys watched multiple cinematic films. Not only, I didn't even know that Cheetah Girls was happening.
Yeah.
Luckily, I love both of those people. So I was like, okay, they're very funny, very listenable. I'll allow it.
So when you go to Europe for 4.5 months, you sort of are under the assumption that business will not continue as usual.
15 days. 15 because we missed our first flight, whatever. And then you did fucking Trolls, which I explicitly said I wanted to see. And it involved my favorite person in this entire atmosphere, which is your wife, Moogie.
Yeah, fiance.
Moogie.
And we have nicknames. That's how close we are.
That's cute.
I did that episode without you because I'm trying to prevent the inevitable moment where you steal her. So the less I allow you to interact, the more I can put that off.
Zach walked up to me and Maggie. I didn't know he was walking up. And
yeah,
I
went to the bathroom. We hung out this weekend.
I come back in. Slowly putting her hair behind. Your ear,
oh
like
my God, that's intimate.
Literally, exactly. I walk in the coffee shop. She's caressing her head.
Oh
like
my God.
For a full
Jesus, Kelsey. Get a
seconds.
Room with yourself.
And he like felt it. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, Richard, this is just how we act around each other.
I love the way you painted that. Is I didn't just film it because I thought it was funny. I filmed it like I was going full Karen. But like, look at these two women who are touching each other's head. I am going to report this to Twitter.
Yeah, and very pissed that I missed the Trolls experience because I can't like share in that glee now. And then I didn't even know.
She listens to the podcast.
Wow, you listened.
Well, I had to stop listening to Trolls because I actually want to watch it. And I felt like I was getting too much information. Yeah. So I like fully put it on pause. And then I didn't even know the ninja one was happening.
Beverly Hills Ninja.
At least we like keep each other informed in the group chat. Like, oh, this week we're watching this. Or I didn't even know. So Guilty Horse, just a little FYizzle. I was here, dog. I was down. I've been a ride or die watcher.
Yeah.
You guys did this.
Yeah, that's on us.
It's on us for sure.
Although I haven't had any complaints. Like no one's messaged me or DM'd me being like,
that's so weird.
All of that off my chest just to say I don't think anyone gave a fuck.
I mean, basically, we quickly realized that to record with Kelsey, we would have to do 8 or 9 a.m. recordings. Yes. And we were like,
instead, they're like,
nah, fuck that.
Let's continue our 8 or 9 p.m.
Yeah, let's do this. We're more of an end of day podcast.
That's true.
Hot after dark. We talk about buttholes. And
yeah, we do.
And
fucking yeah.
How's y'all's buttholes?
Feeling fine.
Are you sure?
I had really strong. A hardcore. This is how we started the episode. I had hard diarrhea for a couple days.
Yeah.
And I was worried that I was going to die.
Oh, that's. Did you discover what the cause was?
I wasn't really sure. I was kind of coming to work worried that I had sort of some sort of thing. But then I took probiotics and I was fine.
I like how you came to work even though you had diarrhea.
Well, I felt otherwise fine. And I was also masked. So
no, I'm not talking about
COVID.
Did you
have
like
a mask
COVID.
On your butthole?
I put a butthole mask on.
Yeah, I'm talking about like your asshole situation.
Well, butt plug. But
oh, classic.
Well, we have two bathrooms. So
that's
and
true.
And the men get to share one.
That's true.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, speaking of shit, are we going to talk about this movie?
Hell.
Woo!
Look at you. Well, hey, guys. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. Today, we're talking about Addison Rae's He's All That.
If you cut all the butthole stuff, I'm going to be so pissed.
No, everything stays.
I'm going to cut most of it.
We
Miles?
are talking about this movie you may have known about, the new Netflix hit sequel to iconic
sequel? 90 remake
reimagining gender swap reimagining of She's All That starring Rachel Lee Cook and Freddie Prinze Jr. And this one stars the internet's beloved TikTok famous Addison Rae. So we were going to have a TikToker join us here today. I will not name who.
He didn't DM you back.
We had a miscommunication.
He's too famous.
Yeah, maybe TikTokers are too
You're not
good.
Famous enough on TikTok.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
How many followers you got?
Not enough.
How many?
I don't know.
Is it more than me still somehow, even though I post every day?
Oh, certainly.
God damn it.
What are you at?
Quarter mil?
Quarter mil? That's
Wait,
250K?
You're talking in the 100,000s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm...
You're like in the mill?
No, I'm kidding. I think I'm like right at maybe just below a million or something.
Okay, the fact that we're even having this conversation just goes to show you how much this movie has
20K, feeling fine.
Yeah, all right, Miles. Thank you for that input.
Anyway, joining us today, I want to just give him the introduction that he deserves.
Thank you.
Everyone's favorite second choice.
Yep.
Internet darling and TikTok historian, self-proclaimed Addison Rae. Stan,
what?
Mr. Miles Bonsignore.
How's it
Welcome
going, everybody?
Podcast. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I always have opinions every episode. I'm just not always allowed to say them. In terms of Addison Rae's career and her deal, I do stan. I think that she has...
You said it so seriously. That's why I liked it.
I think that of the people, she seems fine.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Are you going to put her up there with the D'Amelios?
I think she's better. I think that she deserves the throne... More than the D'Amelios.
Wow. Spicy takes out the gate.
And we'll get into it, but I think she is, and this is actually, I'm going to supersede, I'm not talking about her acting here.
Thank God.
But I think she is very charming in this movie. I think she's incredibly charming. And
she's
I think
got
she
a
has.
Smile that you can't deny.
Agree. I think she has what it takes, but she does need to go to sort of an Uta Hagen type of
that
seminar.
That is such a deep cut of like an LA specific thing. Like, no one's going
to. I don't know. I went to drama school.
New York.
There's I don't Uta get Uta Hagen.
You don't get it?
It's a theater reference. School.
I am horribly ashamed that I am left out of this reference.
Sorry. You don't know, like,
esoteric references is my thing. That's my personality trait.
It's like Uta Hagen.
Meisner.
Meisner.
I know Meisner.
We can talk about the acting in a minute, but I have some questions. Did you see the original?
You know, it's been so long since I've seen the original that it feels like this foggy dream. And I have a hunch, people are going to be mad at me for saying this. I have a hunch it's not actually great, but it's fucking iconic.
Is
right?
it?
Yeah, the scene. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
You have not seen it.
I felt like this was going to be one of your big movies that you love.
Okay, see, I realized I was too young to see the original, and now I'm too old to see this remake.
Here's the thing. You have not seen the original, but you've seen it.
Okay.
You've seen versions of it. You've seen reverberations of it. You've seen references to it. You've seen it parodied. It is the classic
boy
hot jock is going to make over a nerd, and she takes off her glasses and lets down her hair, and suddenly she is stunning, and it has the very iconic scene, often parodied, Kiss Me, when she walks down the staircase from
Kiss Me, another midnight coffee, me.
And then she walks down the stairs, and Rachel Lee Cook is suddenly stunning, and the music swells, and it goes, well, kiss me.
Does he kiss her?
Well, you're going to have to watch find out.
And speaking of Rachel Lee Cook, and I have to say this, but Rachel Lee Cook is unbelievably hot in this movie.
We're going right into pleasures, and we'll circle back for a synopsis.
Yeah.
But I don't disagree.
I thought that was another 19-year-old who lived with her at the very beginning. Rachel Lee Cook plays her mom. It's her mom.
I know. My first note was like, mom looks too young.
100%.
And then I realized after her character kept saying stuff that didn't make fucking sense, I was like, oh, this is someone who was in the original.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Someone who, Kelsey.
What?
We are about to talk so
Why?
Hard. You'll see. Okay, just real quick, I'm going to put a pin in the Rachel Lee Cook discourse, which I'm thrilled to circle back to. but if you don't know this movie, again, you've seen this movie. He's All That is a gender swapped version of the 1990s classic He's All That, in which Addison Rae, who plays Pudgy? No, what's her name?
Paget Sawyer.
I remember it was like Pudgett. Okay, that makes it seem like I'm calling her chubby.
No, but that's very funny. And I thought it was Pageant the entire time.
It is the worst name for a character maybe ever. We'll discuss. Paget Sawyer, social media influencer, Insta-famous.
Makeover queen.
It's called, her username is Paget Head to Toe.
I don't get it.
An instance who doesn't reference? Matter. She's a makeover queen.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend, who is this rapper wannabe, cheats
Jake
on her.
Paul.
But the prom is coming up. So they go, Paget, we're going to make a bet. You think you can make over anybody? Ooh, we're going to pick the biggest losy McLoserson in the entire school. That guy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And that guy, his name is... Another great name.
Cameron.
Queller.
Queller?
Cameron Queller.
Cameron Queller. He's a fucking burnout loser.
He
wears a beanie. He has long hair.
He likes photography.
He calls people fascists. He calls people wastrels.
Is that a word?
Alt. It sure isn't.
Oh.
He's alt, and he likes horses. But then
he's a horse boy.
But then they get to know each other and they realize maybe there's more that's beneath the surface. And then he gets a makeover. He becomes super dupes hot. Mm-hmm. But then he finds out that it's all a bet. Oh no, what's gonna happen? They fall in love. The end.
They never said that they loved each other.
Yeah, but
well,
you know
but
it.
They do. I'd like to actually start with pleasure. I have a huge.
We gonna come? We have to come back to Rachel Lee Cook. We'll come back.
We'll come back.
I feel like she's kind of.
That was a little bit more of a synopsis than normal, but I wanted to show you the
full
beat
circle.
By beat.
Yeah.
That's important.
You know the whole film.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to talk about why. Yeah, spoilers for He's All That. I'd like to talk about why he's a loser in the movie.
Yeah, please.
Because the movie purports that. Like, I guess in the classic, you'd think, oh, he's a loser. He's a nerd.
Right.
He's bullying the other kids.
Yeah.
They're dancing. He comes up to them and goes, you guys are like suck. He's like talking shit to them.
This is a great point. Okay. The movie actually tries to show it through his lens as if he's being bullied. Because we see this montage of him basically getting the shit kicked out of him by Addison Rae's ex-boyfriend.
Right.
But you're right. If you look at it from another perspective,
yeah.
He's wildly rude and is like,
you guys, that's because hurt people
insults.
Hurt people.
That's right. Good
it's
point.
Because he was bullied and now he's become the bullier.
Also, he is still yearning for the loss of his mother who died tragically young.
Decapitated in a helicopter accident from the sounds of it. Wasn't his dad also decapitated?
No, the father moved to Sweden and abandoned them, which what a shithead father.
And like, why?
Leaves.
Why? Yeah. Why for this storyline?
Wait, was there actually a helicopter accident? Did I miss
that? They were in a fucking, she was fucking,
shut the fuck up.
Who's a helicopter accident?
Shut the fuck up. Her boyfriend.
Are you kidding me?
I love her named Pablo and Pablo had a helicopter and she stuck her head out and was decapitated.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, well, right? But she definitely died in a helicopter accident.
She
that's not a bad.
In a helicopter accident.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
But why?
I have chills.
Why?
Full body chills.
My question is why?
I need
this
you guys
not
to know.
Afraid to go there.
This movie is the definition of Netflix, and what I mean by that is that it just wants you to passively. It wants your brain to turn from mush to mush for an hour and a half. You can be doing whatever you want during it. It's fine. You don't watch the movie. The movie happens and you are there. So I cannot believe I missed this detail.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's
and
truly beautiful.
I thought he was fucking with her. The way he delivers this monologue about mom. First of all, he gets really quiet. Like, unusually quiet.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, and she's with her lover, Pablo. And I'm like, where is this fucking going?
And here's a moment with
also,
the sister.
Her lover, Pablo.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. There's a moment with the sister where she says, it's sort of in the pinnacle, like climax of the movie. She's talking to her brother because he's hanging out with horses. And she's like, hey, she's like, I like when you hang out with Addison because
oh my God.
You haven't hung out like this since before. And she goes, you know. And then she's talking about a helicopter crash. She's talking about before their mom was brutally torn apart by a helicopter crash.
The way that the sister says, we lost mom. Don't lose her too. And I'm like, you cannot equate your mother's head being ripped off by a propeller to losing a high school girlfriend who you've known for a week and a half.
Trauma is trauma. Trauma comes back as a reaction, not an emotion, okay? Yeah.
I cannot believe, I know we have to move on. I want to cry that I missed that detail because there's beautiful. So many moments that made me burst out laughing in this movie. And I think if I had heard that, I would have genuinely, you asked how my butthole was, I would have shit myself entirely.
Yeah.
I would not be wearing these pants.
Can I tell you the one time I laughed audibly was when he decides to show up at the high school to go and get her on horseback.
Yes. Incredible, right? Romantic.
Is it? It's not the fairy tale moment I think any girl is looking for in 2021.
A two-ton animal at your high school?
Yeah, driven on the 405, like traumatized in that little steel box cage for what? 30, not even 13 seconds of you riding up the school lawn? Absolutely not. And then where does it go?
And then the horse is just going to be shitting the entire time.
Yeah,
horses
for sure.
Shit with reckless abandon. Oh, yeah. And it's stanky.
And their pee is so strong.
Ooh, like a geyser.
Yeah. I went to mini horse camp my whole life, so. Yeah.
Also, like, horse girls is a thing. Horse guys are intimidated by horses.
Why? What?
Are you intimidated because of their dick size?
Because their dicks are gigantic.
I think that more people should be... Oh, people forget that horses are fucking big as shit. Yeah. And I think that they're cool.
Yeah.
I think horses... Honestly...
They could kill you.
I was a horse girl.
They were war animals. Yeah. They were used in war.
Yeah, that's right.
They are still used for police rioting. They are beastly weapons. We have to hard stop and like go back to what the listeners really want to hear.
Yes.
Is us talk about...
Addison Rae.
Was she good at acting?
Okay.
Oh...
And this is complicated.
Choose your words wisely, as a boy once told me.
There were moments in this movie, and one of them, one of my favorite parts of the movie, was the kiss in
the photo room.
I thought that was one of the hottest kisses I've seen on screen, maybe ever.
Oh, God.
I could not disagree more.
Yeah, me too. I barely remember it.
I rewatched it because today I pulled it up on my browser at work.
Oh,
felt a little too steamy to watch. And I was watching the clips of the movie and I thought, that's a convincing scene.
Because I feel like their faces are like two sides of the same magnet meeting.
Yes, and it's like not mixing well.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not even mixing, kiss. Like pushing against each other.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about that scene. I want to hear why you thought that worked.
Yeah.
I think that all Addison Rae has, she represents our wants, our wills, our desires, our teenage. When you're a teenager, all you want to be is famous. And Addison Rae got the fucking golden ticket. And it's not because she's talented. It's not because she's talented. But I love Addison Rae because I think that she takes the throne and she is an every woman. She is everybody wrapped into one. She's not particularly like good at one thing. She is charming, and that's really it.
Sounds like you were going to have a lot more to say. Like, you really came with so much gusto, Stanhood, but like, all you're saying is like, she's pretty regular.
No. But I think she's the most regular woman on the planet.
Like, the best at being.
She's the best at it. Yeah.
You know, before we even talk about her in this film, let's just have a couple minutes to talk about her as an entity, as a being, which is what you're speaking to.
Oh, yeah.
You mean for TikTok?
Yeah, and just like her fame, right? So Addison pretty recently got just ripped apart by the internet.
Why?
For her appearance on Jimmy Fallon.
What?
Did you not see this shit?
I thought it was good.
Oh, Kelsey.
I thought it was fine.
The dancing with a one wide shot?
I thought it was fine.
Oh, Kelsey. No.
I thought it was fine. Kelsey, I didn't think was worthy of like dragging her to hell and back.
She's really good at what she does within the you know, confines of a phone screen. But when you take her out, I think a lot of people very much actively dislike her because they say you got famous on the backs of stealing dances from young black women. You're not necessarily the best dancer, certainly not the best singer, you're not the best actor.
It's attainable,
but it had it was gonna happen to somebody.
That's my point.
And so I don't personally hate her. I just think you roll, you know, you just hit the fucking slot machine of life and it was gonna be somebody.
I'm like, you're that big, you're that influential. What are you doing with it?
I love her. Yeah.
Yeah. Not to be like, you need to be standing on a soapbox, but you should say something. I don't think I've ever heard her actually speak until this movie.
She's like sort of tangentially in the vlog squad.
What?
Yeah.
I thought she was dating a problematic one.
Who hasn't?
Who hasn't been there?
I mean, true.
But I think that she, she is not particularly good at acting, but I do think that she has what it takes to be like the biggest star ever in like 5 years.
I'm gonna say something controversial with a cheese within my
mouth. Have been eating nonstop for 40 minutes.
Miles is gonna be the one that has to fucking clip out all my
a lot of crunching.
People love that.
Liked her acting.
Yeah, okay. I'm on board with that.
I thought it was better than the fucking Mr. Nobody opposite to her, which, by the way, he really is nobody. You guys know he was like picked for this movie to be made like super uber duper famous.
You think he's going to be famous?
I disagree with every word you just said. Literally every single thing. Yeah. Okay, I'll start from the end and go backwards. Okay. Mm-hmm. He has several credits to his name. He was on Cobra Kai.
Never heard of it.
an award-winning
he
show.
He has 22,000 followers on Twitter. He's not anybody.
He has 3 million followers on Instagram.
What? How can you be so misbalanced?
Tanner Buchanan. He was in Cobra Kai. He was in Girl Meets World.
Girl Meets World?
He's been in two reboots?
Tell me he's somebody?
His hat wig in the first half was a little tough.
Okay, but wait. His so to go backwards, I think she absolutely horrible.
Yeah. Oh,
and I thought he was tremendous.
We
apparently have a lot to talk about.
You
so let's
thought
start.
He was tremendous.
Let's start on Addison. Let's start there.
She
that's what we
was
said.
Given a script. She did not write this. She wasn't like, make it about like my actual sort of tangential life. Like, she is a very smiley person. They couldn't give her a lot of sadness. What I liked about her is that she's not afraid to look ugly on camera.
I respect
that.
The first thing you do is her big scandal. She's got snot coming out of her nose. Do you know how many girls her age that have the fame that I don't think a D'Amelio would do that?
No, I just totally agree.
Shots fired, Charlie.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know either of you. I'm sure you're all very good.
Your move, Charlie.
Don't fight me. I'm frail and old. I shouldn't even be on
TikTok.
Honestly,
a YouTuber box, you fighting Charlie D'Amelio?
Ah! First of all, my fight or flight would kick
she
in.
She kicks her ass.
And I would either literally run out of the ring or murder her. Like, there's no in between. I'm either killing a human online.
You'd be
or,
like, let's fight, but first I want you to take a card. We're going to read your sign. And by the end, you two
like
would be
your
best
energy
friends.
Energy is super negative right now. Very hostile. I thought she did the best she could. I think she took it very seriously.
I think she prepared.
I think she went to many multiple acting classes. Mm-hmm. People were like, listen, little girl. No matter what happens with the success of this movie, everyone's going to fucking rip you apart. Nobody in her life was like, you're going to do great, honey. People were like, we need to prepare for the trauma that's going to come after a TikToker stars in the biggest Netflix YA fucking summer movie.
Yeah.
So the fact that she was so fun, knowing that no matter what she did, she's going to get fucking ripped a new asshole.
Yeah.
I think she did a great
job. It's hard to be Addison.
It's hard for Addison.
And you know what, Zach? I'll posit this.
I'm letting you go.
Would you expect Katniss Everdeen to be good at acting? Because Addison...
You're saying that she basically was plucked through a lottery and thrown into the Hunger Games that is the internet.
I was not following the metaphor.
It's
very
not
good.
Her fault that she's...
We spend a lot of time together.
It's not her fault that she's ready for the silver screen.
No.
But she's there and she's doing her damnedest.
And she took it very seriously.
Way charminger, more charming.
Other boy's relying on his fucking jawline.
Okay, okay. I have to jump in.
Please.
Jump in. Try and stand up for him.
I'm thrilled that you guys loved her performance. I really think that this film revealed that to be famous in one context does not mean you are prepared for another. Yeah. And I'm not trying to be mean. I just
you're a guy on YouTube. Let's remember.
And by
that.
The way, I don't think I have it either. There's some faces that are made for cameras, and I don't mean that you're the prettiest. I don't mean like it's just there's something about
you could do
where
it.
I want to look at you on camera.
No,
and she
I disagree.
Doesn't have
I think
it.
You could have a major. You could star in a major feature.
Do it.
But people will not if it doesn't happen. It's because people are not open minded enough to see you as that.
Thank you so much.
If people would have just gone in being like, I don't know who Addison Rae is. I'm curious if people who don't know who she is liked it.
It's not. I wanted to like her. And again, I don't want to actually give a real critique of her acting because we all.
Why not? That's the whole
like
point.
It's
of this.
Mean. And I mean, we all expect it.
Well, she's not a child. She's over 18.
There you go. So fuck you.
You can she's be mean fine. To her.
No,
legal.
She's wealthy.
She's very one note. Yeah. She doesn't have. Mm-hmm. She's just smiley and she talks like this. And then when she says, she talks like this. Mm-hmm. But it's one thing she can't do. Anything
imagine
else. I mean, there was one moment where she has the eureka moment that they're going to come up with a bet. And she stands up. I can't do an impression of it. It's just so bad where she turns around and goes, that's it. It's like, it's so, she just is one thing the entire movie. Her face doesn't change. Her vocal, the tenor of her voice doesn't change. She's not acting. She's reading lines.
That's the script though.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Other people are giving.
Okay, but you know what? No, you know what? Fuck this. I'm taking my gloves off, Zachary.
Take them.
Andrew. Yeah. My biggest con of this movie is that you pasted the motherfucking script. I'm sorry. Yeah. In what world do we need another girl turns guy hot and does a prom thing?
Have we seen that though?
Are you out of your mind? That's my point, is even if it was not Addison Rae, no one was going to fucking crush this role. Name one person who would have crushed this role. Wrong.
Dixie.
Rachel
no.
Cook.
It needed to be put to rest. It did not need to be remade. You could have just named this a completely different movie and still fooled everybody that it was fucking a different movie.
I'd like to see Addison in Knives Out 2.
Yes.
I'd like to see her
something
in
challenging
horror.
With depth.
I think that she could do pulpy horror. And like
because, a Paris Hilton
yeah.
in House of Wax.
Because of who she is.
Kill her in Scream 5 as like the first death.
Absolutely.
And she's got titties.
First death in Scream 5. Like just watching her. Honestly.
Her jugs.
And I hate to say this, Zach, but Fast and Furious. Did you just say
shut
her jugs?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like I could imagine.
Both
her.
Of you need to shut up. Okay. For different reasons.
I leveled in and heard Kelsey from the past say her jugs.
You're
so
talking about rack.
You're talking about jugs. You're saying she could get in Fast and Furious. You both need to go to hell. I disown right. both
we
of
did,
you.
We did go too far there. We'll both take a step back.
Tanner Buchanan
no.
is excellent. I think he is wonderful in this. He is charming. Yeah. Uh-huh. He is funny. His voice changes.
Name a point where
he's
he is
so
funny.
Angry. He's angry, then he's angry, and then he's angry.
He made you laugh.
His character introduction, like his character is so like, I've seen this a million times. Yeah. He's like not a real person. It's
right.
a stereotype of a stereotype of a stereotype of like the disenchanted. Like
he'd
ugh.
Be so cool today if he was
oh,
really
of course
that
he would
person.
Be. Yeah.
He would but be cool.
I liked him. I thought he was good. I mean, I could see we're not going to have common ground here, so no. I'm going to move on. But can you at least give me this?
Mm-hmm.
When his makeover happened, you were like, damn boy.
I mean, all they did was cut his hair, which I said was a pro. Yeah. I said, you know what? They didn't really like really make him over. They just literally cut his hair.
Oh, it took his wig off. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's wearing that hat with the fucking hair inside the hat. The whole
he was hot. He was like,
his abs are crazy.
Head.
Literally wrote, introduction of the hot boy is actually fun.
Oh.
Oh.
I liked it.
You liked it.
Well, speaking of like a makeover moment, it brings up my other big con that kind of plays into like, this could have been any movie at any time, any place, anywhere. Mm-hmm. This is 2021.
Yes.
In the Palisades,
mm-hmm. yes.
the coolest fucking most Gen Z school of mm-hmm. all time. You're going to tell me that was the fashion?
Yeah.
You're going to give me a fucking t-shirt?
That is.
And khaki fucking pants?
What do you call? Okay, Addison was wearing those shirts and I don't know what they were called, but they were huge when we were kids among not the most fashion. Actually, it's kind of what you have. I'm sorry.
What?
It's that. That
fashion?
No, not fashion.
Oh, okay,
that
not fashion.
Scoop neck with those. What are the buttons that you have? Those
buttons.
Little, no, but they're like
snaps?
Little shitty. Yeah, those little shitty
yeah.
snaps.
Yeah, that's very like Y2K coming back moment. Like, because mm-hmm. her jugs are bursting out. It looks very cool. She got great rack.
I'm not talking about her.
She's over 18, right? I think we're fine.
Yeah, she's like, she went to college. She went to college, but it is still weird.
Fashion,
it feels weird.
Like, there was no makeup. You were not serving me. The queer characters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one was queer. And you're going to name the one queer character Quinn? Like every script I've ever seen since 2000. And then her entire story arc is going to be meeting up with the other queer girl. That's it. Bye. No one has tattoos. No one's wearing neon.
Not
Where's
a
my
single
euphoria?
Bucket hat in this entire
not
film.
Not a single bucket hat. Not a single stud. Not a single drug. Mm-hmm. There was a funny like that, weed moment that, when he like,
yeah.
But that was it. There was, come on, fuck off. That All of those me, kids have been to rehab.
And I think we're going to kind of dive. I have a couple of guilts, if that's okay, counselor. Mm-hmm. And
I'll allow it. I'm not the counselor.
And so we move in, at the party scene. First of all,
are you talking about the Gatsby
Which party?
The Gatsby party.
Okay.
Well, honestly, all the parties, the outdoor brunch with the karaoke where Addison sings terribly.
That's going to be a
she
whole,
TikToks.
That's a whole other
whole chapter.
Thing.
Yeah. So stay Gatsby.
No one was at these parties. No. It was so sparsely attended, and yes. then clearly it was like when you're like, hey guys, let's do a party scene. I have a student film. You invite everyone
there's
over.
There's gonna be pizza.
There's gonna be pizza.
There's
you invite
Pizza
everyone.
Hut.
And no, and you're
and
like,
KFC.
I guess if we shoot like over here, then maybe it'll look like a lot of people are here. And
they couldn't get people for the Addison Rae,
you're right.
She's All That
what?
Remake.
Maybe COVID, but it just
oh,
felt like.
Maybe COVID.
But it was also just like, no one is wasted at this party.
Yeah.
And this is high school. There's no
you're
solo
in a mansion.
Cup. Like, what's
There's
happening?
There's no beer pong.
The parents are in the cake for some reason.
That, we didn't even need that. That was so fucking weird. Yeah, it could have been anybody weird. Else in that cake but our parents.
I something
no skinny
something
dipping?
Weird is happening. Mm-hmm. In this room at this moment, where I now find myself on the other side.
I do feel like we started one way. Me and Miles are just talking to each other many, like, yes, and?
Well, here is what I wrote down. The party scene into the fight scene into him losing his camera is good cinema.
You know, I
you
am supposed to
write
the fight
that.
Into, his headless mom's camera.
I wrote it.
His headless
here.
Mom's camera.
I like.
She's a Halloween there's character.
There's this like 10 to 15 minute sequence in the middle of this movie where I actually bought in. I was.
No, you're fucking lying.
I'm not.
Think of
and
any
you know
teen
why.
Movie.
And you, the reason that why? I bought in, and I'm sorry to go back here, is because I believed him.
No.
You liked him a lot.
I really.
Think of Perks of Being a Wallflower, Mean Girls. Like, literally any other teenage coming of age party scene looked like a real fucking teenage party
no,
scene.
It didn't
this
look.
This was Hollywood. This
I
was
agree.
Chaos.
But sometimes emotion. Is truth. And
did
I
just go Uta Hagen on us?
He did, yeah.
No, really,
you're learning.
I believed, like, there's this stretches of the movie where her character goes away.
Yeah.
And for many stretches, he's the full protagonist. He is the one with an arc.
The main
character. And he is, thank you. And when we are with him, I buy into the movie. And when he loses his camera, I went, oh no.
I did feel that too. I was like, your dead mom really is going to be upset.
I felt like
the decapitated
the beheaded,
by
the headless
I felt
mom.
Like that was best for his like recovery and trauma was like,
probably.
You're putting so much emphasis on this fucking field camera, which you could buy at like the Melrose Flea Market for like $10 at this point. Like he needed to let that go.
What did you think about the karate fight in the middle of
I loved that.
I loved
party.
That it was unexpected because only if you were paying attention in the very beginning where they were talking about karate movies, does this make sense?
Yeah.
Because I was like, whoa, what the fuck? And then the side character's like, wow, those are some moves. And I'm like, oh yeah, he's obsessed with karate.
And you know where the actor trained for that?
Nope.
Cobra Kai.
What that is.
Oh my God, that makes a ton of sense.
What is Cobra Kai?
It's a fight Karate Kid thing.
It's a Karate Kid sequel. It's a TV show. Karate Kid. I really think that this movie, like the way that the plot was put together is they looked at the talent and said, well, we have to have a scene of him doing karate. We have to have a scene where Addison's on Instagram Live. We have to have a scene where she does a dance off at prom.
Okay.
What the fuck
we got
was
there.
That?
We got there.
Okay. I have watched that dance off on YouTube twice today.
Okay,
I thought
that
was one of the strongest scenes in the entire movie.
Miles, sit
I
down.
Loved it.
Sit the fuck
and I think
down.
That if they, I
scenes.
Think the movie needed more of that.
Do you know what that served? Do you know what that served?
What?
It was giving me Hayden Panettiere crumping vibe.
Oh, 100%. And I love it.
I hate, no. And it's so much memeability that's why I think they put so many people behind her because they were like, she can't be in this alone.
Well, and that actually brings me to, and we're kind of jumping, but the nasty friend, I thought was one of the strongest parts of the movie. I thought the nasty friend thing
just
was hilarious.
Absolutely made no sense.
Well, it made no sense.
No sense.
But the nasty.
She's a villain.
She's a nasty friend.
But 65% of the way through the movie, unprompted.
Yeah, that was shocking that I was and like, oh, wow, we're almost at the
end. I'm sorry. I'm going to be that fucking person that says it. But really, you're going to wake up a wasted guy on the couch and then like make a move on him. And we're not going to say if it wasn't the other way around that people would be fucking dragging this entire movie on Twitter. I'm going to be that person and just say.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Also, that guy, we haven't talked about him, but we'll come back, right?
Was he wasted or just sleepy? Because there's no alcohol at the party.
Oh, okay. Fine. Yeah, he was just sleepy. Yeah. Oh, she does emphasize mocktail, I remember.
Yes, she does.
Okay.
My favorite detail about the nasty gal villain is that when they run for prom king and queen, like it's a full-on like vote for me campaign, and she has a horde of minion girls walking behind her, basically doing like a... Do you remember that scene in Camp Rock where they're like, dun, dun, dun.
You
Camp
mean
Rock.
Yes. Doing step?
Camp Rock.
You
yeah.
never had a step team?
I did, but like, white girls don't step. Let's
oh, no, we
real.
Did not have white girls stepping at our school. Yeah. We had only the coolest black chicks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's very pathetic white girl step.
Yes.
They go behind her saying, vote for whatever the fuck her name is. They
Another
stop
insane
on the
name.
Staircase, have a full 4-minute dialogue scene, and then follow her to clap out. They are just waiting, standing. Uh-huh. They're zombies. It's incredible.
When you said the nasty girl scene, I was immediately reminded, and I can't believe we've gone this fucking long without saying it.
Apparently, we have a ton to talk about because I want to be here for the next hour. Yeah. I don't care how long
this is
going to
be an extended
plug
relief.
In the big hard drive.
How? Ew, that sounded like sexual. How have we not talked about Miss Kourtney Kardashian?
Was that okay?
Yes.
So how long? I think okay. So how long do you say the runtime of her time in the movie was? Probably 10 minutes.
No.
10 minutes.
No. Kourtney,
just to give context
five?
Here.
Five.
Yeah.
Kourtney, I would say 3.5 minutes.
Okay, so I think they've shot for 5 minutes.
They had Kardashian her for 10 seconds.
Puts on an absolute masterclass.
Yes.
In campy acting.
Dances circles
in this film
around these
she
kids.
Is. Positively
just
electric.
Yeah. Okay, but
in doing nothing.
Before anybody says anything about anything with Kourtney Kardashian being in this movie, I
not
urge
playing
you,
herself.
Not playing yourself. I okay, well that made me change what I'm about to say. But I urge you to go watch episode maybe like I don't know, 3 or 4 of season 1 of Dave where he meets Kourtney Kardashian at the party. And when I saw that, I was
she's
like,
amazing.
She's fucking amazing.
She's a great point.
She's a goddamn so actress. Like way better than all of her sisters that have tried to do it, done appearances. Kendall's in the series later. And I was like, ah, boo, bring back Kourtney. Something happened where.
But you know what that tells me? How good she was on Dave tells me that this was a choice. And she's even better in
That's
this
what
movie.
I'm saying. It's like she harnessed like Devil's Wears Prada villain. And like she has met those women. Kourtney Kardashian has worked with those type of women her entire fucking life. And she knew exactly the comedic timing of, you know, no one supports you more than anyone in this entire world than me. But please don't talk to me until you fix this. And I was like, that was funny.
Yeah.
That was the first time I went, ha!
Most people will watch this film. Mm-hmm. You'll see Kourtney Kardashian and go, ugh. What terrible acting.
No.
That is because you are uncultured.
That's right.
And you don't realize what she's doing is digging deep, deep down inside and giving a character that is a hollow shell of a person. Mm-hmm. She's playing someone who had cameras only show up at her house for all of 10 minutes.
Oh, not
minutes.
Her house. Uda
Kardashian.
That was in Venice Beach on the same rooftop that the party was at.
Yeah, they were there. They shot it on an iPhone in 8K.
She was on a Peloton. Did you notice that?
She came to visit Addison on set and they're like, hey, do you want to shoot a scene real quick?
Yes.
We need a B-plot.
100%.
Absolutely, they called up some actors and they're like, hey, so we gave your part to Khloe Kardashian.
It's Kourtney Kardashian.
Whatever.
And
I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with the Kardashians.
No, absolutely.
But
not.
On this season, on this season, there's this whole storyline about where the Kardashian family thinks Addison and Kourtney are hooking up because they find it so fucking weird that they're friends.
The rumor is that much like how a business owner will sometimes pay to be on a reality television show, The rumor is that Addison Rae's publicist paid for time on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Which would be so smart. Except very smart. Now they've kept this ruse going like beyond millions of dollars worth of airtime.
And I'm guessing maybe, who knows?
It's helping both of them. Because Courtney does not need for any reason to be liked by the kids. But you best believe Mason, her oldest son, was a huge fan of Addison Rae. And she became best fucking friends with her.
That's cool.
And that made her fucking cool to her kids. And she was probably like, actually, now I should like keep this girl around because she's a good person. And I should like help her navigate this industry. And like, if throwing her a bone, do you think she got paid a lot of money to do that?
I actually don't. I think that she might have done it as a favor to a friend.
I feel like too.
That's really cool though, to hear how like the industry works. So that's why, because I always thought Drake was a fucking creep for texting Millie Bobby Brown, but now I know it's just part of like a cool industry thing. And he's not a fucking pedophile groomer piece of shit. Maybe. Don't stream his album.
Yeah, figure it out on Friday.
The other thing that I noticed, and speaking of, you were saying like they're not afraid to go there. She kind of hooks up with the guy after he's drunk.
Mm-hmm.
There was also like a weird, very flippant, thrown out of pocket sexual assault
plotline.
When she's like, we were kissing in the other room.
Oh my God, you're right.
What? Oh.
The sister is like, we were kissing in the other room, and then he tried to go too far, and I hit him with a pool ball.
Which
is
amazing.
That's fucking really intense.
And like, he would be bleeding.
Yeah, but also like, that he was so aggressive that she hit him with a pool ball. It's like, this movie is not capable of handling that.
And they did that off screen.
Yeah, totally off screen.
But dare I say, that's like a high school party I went to when I was in high school. It's like, that happened so regularly that I think the fact that they called it out to make the little sister like a little bit of agency, I was like,
nice.
All right, cool. I also like that the little sister was sex positive.
I like,
wasn't
the
afraid
sister,
to
actually
talk about the sex with the brother. Yeah. Very much played like what a motherly character should have played.
Yeah.
It was a little weird that she was probably like a freshman or sophomore.
I would say she was a little too sex positive at times. One. I did, you know, maybe sometimes you could be a little too far. One line I wrote down after his makeover, she says, if I didn't know any better and you weren't my brother, I'd say you look pretty hot.
I did hear that. And you, that was weird.
I don't care how fucking cool you are. I don't care how sex positive you are. You don't call your brother hot.
You don't?
Yeah.
I don't have a brother.
I would never call my sister hot.
I do think their grandma needs to, they need to be taken away from their grandma.
Yeah.
She needs
grandma,
to be put in a home.
The grandma character also made zero sense. Why did any of this family dynamic exist? Can anyone tell me, explain it to me why?
You mean like their mom got fucking, you know, her limbs torn apart.
Right. That's very tragic. That's crazy and chaotic enough.
Funny every
but then
time.
To have a dad in Sweden, like.
Their dad seemed fine, by the way. He's just in Sweden vacationing or something?
Or no, he like left them and like goes overseas and works overseas or something.
What
and
a then, specific detail.
I have two big topics if you guys want to go there. Why don't we talk about the pool party? Addison Rae. So they go the pool party. It's a karaoke pool
karaoke
party at this
party,
mansion.
No one's swimming.
Where Addison has, of course, if you're going to do a movie with Addison Rae, you're going to want her sing and dance.
She's got pipes.
She's got to dance. She's got pipes.
So let's talk about
it,
Miles.
Pipes? I didn't know she sang.
She's multi-hyphenate. Singing, dancing.
She is an aspiring pop star, if you did not know.
Oh, is that why she was on Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
I thought she was fine.
Fallon.
Whatever.
So she sings a cover of Katy Perry's Teenage Dream and it's
rough. It sounds like kids bop.
Isn't good.
Is it supposed to be good?
The movie, I believe, does want us to believe that it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's the worst part about it.
The movie treats it like she's a revelation because it's a party.
Uh-huh.
Karaoke's happening.
Yeah.
People are milling about, mingling. She gets on stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone stops what they're doing and they're like, oh, fuck. Pudgett is about to sing.
Paddington?
Paddington is about to sing. And they all go. They're waving their hands. She's waving her hand so much that TikTok has pointed out her hand disappears during the stream. I think it's just a camera frame rate error, but people thought it was like a green screen thing.
Oh, wow.
While they are watching her, this is not how the internet works, guys. Yeah. While they are watching her, she gains 1,000 Instagram followers in that moment. From that performance.
Wow.
That was the fucking Emily in Paris bullshit too that I couldn't stand.
What?
Just like oh, if you just sing all the... Do you know how hard it is to get followers on Instagram today?
I've been losing since I left BuzzFeed.
Exclusively lose.
Really?
All I do
I've
is
lost,
lose.
Really? I was at 499 and then I left BuzzFeed and now I'm at 433.
Guys, you know, really? At the end of this episode when we say follow me at Kelsey Darrow and all the things?
We're not kidding.
We're not doing it just for
this
my own fucking...
This is how we make our living. This is how I'm able to afford...
If you were... You know what? I normally say this for the end. If you've listened this far in the episode, you
please
better
stop.
Fucking subscribe. You better rate us five stars.
That's
you
right.
Better, or rate us four. I don't care. Whatever your heart says is
five.
True.
When Bucket is singing... Now, she's supposed to be good, but then why does that... Why is... Keller,
why does he get up?
Why does him get up? Why does he go?
Why does
and
him get
also
up?
Why?
So Queller joins the song and saves her because she's starting to, her voice is rattling because her
ex-boyfriend
shows
up. But why they make him singing a thing when and never revisit it again?
And also, he's also not good.
No, they're both auto-tuned.
And she goes, your voice is wonderful.
It was not.
He's not multi-talented. No, he's like decently good. I'm sorry. That photo he chose of her to blow up as her photo that he took of her on the film camera.
Fired as a photographer.
The worst photo I've ever seen of Addison Rae. And I think she's a stunning little girl. I mean, she's a young woman. But what the fuck? He is mediocre at everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not.
No.
A good photographer.
No.
Well, speaking
his
of it,
mom
his photography.
Would be ashamed.
And then his mom would be ashamed.
The performance of their song gets 2.6 million views on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
In what fucking world?
Addison Rae's world. Yeah. Have you seen what she posts and gets millions of
it
views?
It is cray.
What, she's
point.
Already famous.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, in what world would it only get 2.6 million views?
It's going 10 mil, for sure. Speaking of his photography, the train station scene where he is taking photos exclusively of minorities putting things in the trash.
Oh, God.
Is tough. It's in black and white, like a photo of like an
guilt.
Old Asian man like walking.
Yeah,
is tough.
It's his white guilt, and he thinks it's gonna get him into a fucking gallery.
I come down here to be real. Also, I love Addison says, I never come to downtown because it's so crowded, as opposed to I never come to downtown because I'm from the Palisades and this is where homeless people live.
And it's so much traffic to get from the Palisades downtown. That is directly diagonal.
Insane
with no
place
way
to
be. Yeah.
It is,
The photography's got to go.
LA is a... It does not take care good care of its people.
I know, Zach, you had this. This is your fun fact, but I think it's relevant. But when they shot on the train station, the reason they had to shut down COVID testing and vaccinations in the train station.
Union Station was being used as a giant COVID-19 testing site.
And they shut it down?
And they shut it down
for this?
For one day.
They couldn't have done a fucking set?
So that Addison and her boyfriend...
Oh, don't blame her.
So that Pudgett...
Don't blame her.
So Bucket
that,
Thompson.
That's fucking
so
Netflix.
They shut it down so that Pocket and Jawline
and
could go
Dallas.
Around and take photos of poor people.
Okay, that is fucking Netflix. You
it's
guys should have known
fault.
Better. And like, how did they repay us?
I just can't believe that they got that they get. Like, I don't blame. Yeah, I don't blame Pocket.
No,
I don't. But like, how? How did they do that?
I don't know. I don't know. It feels very irresponsible. Can I say they missed a really good opportunity with the whole Croquembouche thing, where she finds out her boyfriend's cheating on her, where then like her friend is like, if you hurt him, I'm going to take your Croquembouche. And she goes, and I'm going to shove it in your Croquem face. And I go,
Croquembouche.
I thought she was going to say, I was going to shove it up your Croquem puss.
You don't think Croquembouche was better than Croquembouche?
She calls
puss?
Her boyfriend Croquembouche.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good.
She does. Yeah, her ex. With who's with like some other pop star with the blonde.
I could have played that character, couldn't have I? Couldn't have I?
Which one?
Was that sentence right?
I'd like to see you in more movies like this.
She shakes her ass.
Yeah.
And she wears a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
My two favorite things.
Venn diagram. You're in the middle.
It's just my face. I don't know what happened to her, but she disappears halfway through the movie.
I know. I thought that was weird. Well, he starts having hanky-panky with Nasty Friend.
Oh,
I will
right.
say, if when I was at prom, if the lights were that bright, no one would dance. It is fucking full send. Lights are on.
And they had chaperones. Her mom was a chaperone at the dance.
And there's 15 people.
Not
there,
a
so.
Single shadow in the entire prom.
Yeah, horrible.
They just, like, you could, everything was bright. There were lights from every direction. And Rachel Lee Cook, the mom, was a chaperone. Mm-hmm. And the only reason she was a chaperone is so that they could, one, have her watch.
Yeah.
And two, at the end, when they play a remix of Kiss Me,
she could say, I feel like I know this song.
Which we actually should talk about this.
Why?
Because this.
I feel like we've talked about it for so much.
Why?
Because this is, as you said, you questioned, is it a sequel? Is it a reboot? Is it a reimagining? It has the main character, mm-hmm. from the original and one of the side characters, and they're not the same characters.
What?
She's not the girl from She's All That.
Why? How do you know that?
Because she would know the song. And
but
her name
how
is
do
different.
You know she just doesn't have bad memory?
Her name
memory.
Is different.
Her name is different, yeah.
It's a different person.
Oh, well, then
that's
I didn't
weird.
Like that. I
Why
didn't
would
like
they
that.
Do that?
It's absolutely bizarre.
I thought she grew up to have a child who now goes to the same high school and is experiencing the same thing, but in reverse. And I thought that the side character, Scooby-Doo guy, became the principal because that's where he stayed.
I think it would be a much better movie and you would have a chance for depth of a mother trying to reach out to her daughter uh-huh. and not have her make the same mistakes of her past.
Here's why they didn't do that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Because they needed Addison Rae to have an absent mommy. And so they had to make her a nurse so that she wouldn't be around.
But it's not like she's fucking and doing drugs.
No, I know, but see, they just needed her out of the house. They didn't want her mom to be like checking in on her because Addison Rae is left unsupervised.
Also, but she's not a bad kid.
But they needed to make her poor. That was a plot line. She was hiding the fact that she was poor.
Also, I wrote down, this is the type of influencer I wish I was. Because she is 18 and has her motherfucking shit together. She gets up. She's recording a live. Then she's FaceTiming with her friends. Then she's posting stories. She's grabbing pics. Like, she is on it.
I would like to present this movie as the inverse, but also the other side of the same coin as Bo Burnham's Eighth Grade. In that no movie has made me feel so deeply sad for this generation since that film.
Yeah.
And the fact that
I'm back on board.
That you cited, she woke up, she started her day gramming live to the people. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, holy shit.
That's
I
exhausting.
Was miserable in high school. And now I'm going to have a job on top of it. A job where my job is to present my life at every moment perfect.
I wrote that down.
Relatable.
Like, imagine having a hierarchy in high school already, and then you add social media into the mix. And now there's a hierarchy of social media once you're going to school. Like, we would not survive.
Nightmare.
I do think that the one thing the movie gets wrong.
The one thing he said
is that so she goes through this big scandal, right? And I think that Addison Rae knows a lot about the internet. Addison does. That's not Bubble.
Oh, yes.
But I
Bubble
think
girl.
That history has proven that if that type of thing happened, you would just gain followers.
Yes, Kourtney Kardashian
would never
not
lose followers.
Cut her off.
That's
any
never
brand
happened.
Would be smart enough to say, we're turning this into a moment.
Yeah,
this
people who are
trust.
Like outed for being pedophiles gain followers.
Yes.
It's like, that's never happened. No one loses followers on that drastic of a level for doing something like a snot bubble. That makes no sense.
Yeah, kids are mean though, so I don't know that we know.
Let's try it. Kelsey, do a snot bubble.
Listen, I can't come out of my nose.
Get back
now,
up to $4.99.
Did you say you can't come out of your nose?
I can't make it come out of my nose right now, but I can queef on command. But I'm not going to do it on camera.
That would have you gain some followers.
That would be an OnlyFans moment.
You want to get that Instagram back up.
I do want
to
get
back up to $4.99.
I know. It's just, it's so stupid. The tier that you get paid if you're over 500K versus under. And it's like, I feel like I'm pushing dog food now these days.
You probably are.
Yeah, I am.
Dog food Purina?
No, not even. Anyway, I don't need to name the thing.
Don't talk shop.
I don't want to talk baseball. But the amount of stress that is like otherworldly to these children versus what I think stressed us out in high school.
Yeah.
Like, you're not caring that much about shit outside of what is like 6 feet in front of you in your own high school. And like, I get that prom is the end all be all moment, but I didn't think it needed to be like the pinnacle of this movie. It felt like such a low stakes situation when you're talking about these girls that have millions of followers. And it's like, do we really fucking care about? I skipped my senior prom. I went to a Lil Wayne concert instead. I didn't even have Instagram back then.
Okay. I this is a real, we're going to get into a real discussion of like the breakdown of this movie. I can go there. Can we go there?
Go there.
The end of this movie. Okay. So the end of this movie, she wins prom queen and she gives this fucking PowerPoint presentation as an acceptance speech about here's who I am. Here's my perfect photo. Here's my
people
but
would be
here,
like, get off the stage.
It is such a fucking buzzkill moment. They are at the prom. You're supposed to accept your tiara and
walk
leave.
Off.
And the photos are all hot, too.
Yeah.
And all the even
she's
her
like,
fail
photos.
She's
like, this is me at my worst. She's like,
it's like cute. Like everything's cute.
Yeah. It reminds me of the worst version of another movie by the same director of this film. The guy who directed this movie directed
Mean Girls. No, in my head this whole time I'm going, don't say Mean Girls, don't say Mean Girls, don't say Mean Girls.
Directed Mean Girls. And at the end of that film, you have a scene where Caddy wins prom queen and she gives a speech, but it works in that movie because every single person at that school at that time fucking hates her. So there's stakes and there is all the characters that she's interacted with.
Yeah.
Here, you have Addison Rae talking to a sea of people that we've never fucking seen before.
Who like also are extras. Just probably like, get the fuck off. Like, we're happy for you. Why are you making this a thing?
It is great. Yeah.
Nobody like, doesn't think you're being your authentic self.
And here is my biggest thing with the movie. I'm gonna put on my little Garrick hat and I'm gonna fix this
Garrick,
movie.
We miss you, R.I.P.
We miss you, buddy.
No.
Oh, he didn't die?
No, he didn't die.
I haven't seen him in months.
Yeah, well, you've been gone, he's been gone.
Oh God, I hate that for us.
I think that she doesn't deserve him in the end. There, I said it.
I agree.
I think
she doesn't deserve
deserve him. Because why? One, I think he's great. I stand by it. Because
he's a better actor.
He's a great actor. Because the whole thing at the end, and I'm not going to lie, I kind of spaced out for a little bit, but she loses him and she wants to win him back and she's trying to like win him back on the phone while she's getting ready for fucking prom and she's still going to prom to win the bet. No. And then he comes to her at the end. That is not
power pussy.
That's not how rom-coms
work. That's
how
pussy works.
You go get him. She's the main character.
That's how pussy in high school
pussy works is that she attracts him like a magnet.
Yeah, she was like,
that's how pussy works. That's how Kelsey's looking like an alpha.
That's how pussy works.
This is the energy that like we always on this podcast with. This is my feet up, legs out.
That's how pussy works. No, but listen. Yeah. If this were a true rom-com, she needs to give up the thing that she fucking loves the most. She
doesn't. Social media.
She needs to give up social media and she needs to say, I don't care about the prom.
But is that realistic?
You don't go to the prom and then give up your tiara. You go to this fucking horse stable and you say, I skipped
prom. And you walk in on him fucking a horse.
You can't be dressed like Jessica Rabbit and tell people to believe in themselves.
Yeah.
Like,
and you have to go to the prom to win it, make the speech, but then you can't realistically give up social media.
Yeah.
No one would fucking believe that.
But you don't think if he had that moment, it's like, you're supposed to be at prom. Well, baby, I skipped it for you. That's the sacrifice.
That's what we're looking for.
And then at the end of the movie, they go on this like South American horseback trip,
by the way?
Which is very clearly fucking Runyon Canyon.
Oh my God. I thought it was a joke. I thought they were going to talk about how he got really good at Photoshopping.
Yeah,
but
no,
they're trying to pretend that they're
literally
in
Southern California pretending it's Portugal. But at the end, she is still doing social media, even aggressively, even more.
And
she's
roped him in
nothing
to making the pictures for her.
She ruined him.
Yeah.
She did ruin him. I do think that the reason the movie ends that way is because TikTok probably has a stake in the film.
Oh, 100%.
Genuinely. Like, I think that they couldn't, you're right, they should have ended it where she abandoned social media to go with him, but I think they couldn't do that because
that's
TikTok.
That's not realistic, though.
It's not.
I would accept something else, though. She goes, I hope you guys are enjoying the new direction of my content. She hasn't changed her content at all.
It's
not
travel.
At all.
It's travel versus makeovers.
Here's a very simple fix. At the end of the movie, she said, hope you guys like my new style of content. I'm only going to be posting in the mornings. The rest of the day is for us.
Oh, that'd be
and
cool.
Then she goes, fuck it. That's it. Easy fix.
No, because that's also not realistic for someone her
but
age.
I like it, though. She's great, man.
I don't know what the fuck has happened. I feel like I've been on so many different emotions, highs, lows, the last hour.
I do think that one of the things I'm looking forward to the future for Addison.
Oh?
I think...
No one asked. It's crazy.
Well, it's crazy that somebody asked, by the way. Very rude. I'm the guest. But
forgot. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're our guest.
I'm your guest. I do think that Addison will do more movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she does have what it takes to continue to do shit like this.
Would you say she's all that?
I would say she's all that.
Okay.
Wow.
I also think that if she wants to hang out with me and my fiance.
No one wants to call you.
Well, no one wants to call me. Jesus.
No one wants Addison Rae to fuck you and your fiance.
I don't want to fuck Addison Rae.
Oh, you don't?
Absolutely not. I'm a married man.
You're married?
Well, I'm getting married next month.
Oh, congrats.
Thanks. But I do want to ingratiate her into our friend group because I think she's charming and she'd be a good dinner guest.
And you better not talk about her jugs in front of her.
You better not.
Madison, I love your jugs.
Well, I have some fun facts about the film.
Finally.
So did you know that the film has several references to the popular social media app TikTok? Because in real life, Addison Rae is popular.
Are you fucking kidding me?
For TikTok.
I really hate this.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This is an IMDb fun fact.
Is yeah. there That's no fun facts about that, this movie?
Whoever wrote that, like, really was had a gun to their head.
Who? What, is there nothing fun about this movie that is
no,
a fact?
No, there might not be.
Was that fact not fun for
this
you?
This movie was yeah, shot in Hollywood, California.
That's the problem when you get someone who's already mega, mega, uber famous in a movie. It's like there's nothing secretive about it.
Yeah.
Peyton Meyer, who was the villain, the
nasty friend
type, he was hired after turning up to his audition shirtless.
He was the Jake Paul.
That's yeah. baller, though.
Pretty baller.
Yeah, because he did a good job of portraying a douchey Insta.
He was cool.
Wannabe rapper.
I thought he was good.
You thought he was cool?
In the movie, I thought he was good. I thought he was a cool guy.
In the movie?
If you want to hang out with me and my fiance.
No one wants to call
Jesus,
you.
Jesus, Kelsey, so intense.
I went with no one wants to see that and she's not going to call you. Yeah. And it came out as no one wants to call
so
you.
So intense.
Miles is just staring at his iPhone screen for the next like 2 days. Like
waiting for
no
someone
one
to, call.
Wants to call.
I do not get that. Also, like, there's a lot of phone calls in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gen Z, either they fucking DM or FaceTime. They're not. Or text. They're not.
I can't. You brought this up earlier, but I can't get over how the sister said her brother was so hot.
I don't know. That's not that. I amazing.
If I wasn't your sister, I'd say you were hot.
Why not say it?
I don't know. It just feels too horny.
If I wasn't your sister, I would ride you like a fucking stallion.
All right. She's under 18.
The grandma was right there, too. Dead.
If grandma wasn't here, I would fuck your bones off.
Fuck your bones off.
Oh my God. What
no
happened to Addison Rae?
I don't know dirty talk.
Fuck
well, guys,
your...
we could talk about this film forever. But also, we're getting delirious, and Kelsey's all out of dried olives.
I'm sad. It's all over.
So it's the time where we need to decide. Well, who cares? Let's final thoughts. That's really all we got to talk about.
Guilt
here.
Or pleasure?
I think this is a really fun movie to watch, like with a bunch of friends on a Friday when you're getting stoned. Like, have it on, watch it a little bit, talk amongst yourselves. You know, eat some nachos, etc. Like, I think it's not. What it's not even like a regular movie. It transcends that and is somehow less than that.
Miles is falling apart.
It is.
Miles like burped and moaned at the same time.
That's the typical bone, B-O-A-N. But I do think it's fun. Senor. And I do think Addison Rae will be a superstar. Mark my words.
She's already a fucking superstar.
No,
or a pleasure?
But not to adults. And I think that to adults, she is going to, one, release a fashion line. And I think that she's also going to act.
Is that a prediction or a fact?
She's going to be in Knives Out too.
Okay.
I think this film is an absolute delight to watch with friends.
Yeah.
And an Eddie Bible or maybe a couple beers. Mm-hmm. Do not do what I did, which is watch it at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday alone in your house.
Mm. Sad.
I think that everyone in 5 years will be like, oh yeah, Addison Rae. I don't think she will be a movie star. Personally,
you think she's going to fizzle out?
But perhaps perhaps she'll get some acting classes and prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Uda Hagen.
She'll probably still retire with more money than me, and that's great. And
absolutely.
I am proud for your career, and I...
He's covering his ass.
Yeah, fuck you. Also, you said hello to Trump, so go fuck yourself.
She did?
That was a weird moment.
Wait, what?
I don't know why I'm like afraid. I'm afraid to like badmouth anyone, because in my mind, she's like still a child, and like it's
You're afraid because she's super
She very
famous.
Well could hear about this, though.
And you're super
famous.
She's
not
going to
hear about this. I don't care.
Everyone at Addison Rae.
I just don't
want to
be mean. First of all, don't do that.
Okay.
I don't want to be mean.
She seems
to
nice.
People
she said hi to Trump. I'm confused.
Yeah. So, yes.
Like, ironically or for real?
No, they were at a boxing match. She's like, I had to say hi to you. And then she's like, I'm not a Trump supporter. I just like had to say hi to him because he was a president. Like, no, you don't.
I think that's what the lesbian storyline was in this, because she felt like she needed to.
Oh my God. We didn't talk about her ex boyfriend has a cameo.
What?
What?
You told me this.
Told you this?
You told
what's
me
happening?
This.
Oh my God.
Someone tell me what's going on.
Wait, her. What did I say? Date?
Bryce Hall has a cameo in this.
In this movie?
He does?
Where?
You told me this yesterday.
Bryce Hall is in this movie?
I don't think that's true.
Did someone else tell me this?
Was I kidding?
There is a scene at the party where her ex-boyfriend has this like really emotional scene and he goes, guys, you weren't filming me? Always be filming. And Bryce Hall is just sitting there.
One of those guys?
One of the bros. He's totally silent the entire movie. I swear to God.
I don't think did not tell he's you that this. In that. Because I remember being like, who are these
That's
actors?
That's amazing.
I thought you told me this yesterday. No. And whoever Bryce told me this, Hall. They think that was like, no way is Addison, or no way is Bryce going to be in my movie. So they just cut out any of his close-ups and he just sits there.
Oh, that's so funny.
All the
what
cameos.
A weird.
Oh, ex Bryce Hall. I think you're right.
Yeah. I know I'm right.
Which one is he?
Miles
second
told
to the
me
left.
And then had a concussion.
He's that one.
Yeah. He looks like every other guy in America.
Yeah, because they broke up. He cheated on her, right?
He did cheat on her. I don't actually know that. I remember that was online.
I'm upset that I even know his name.
That guy seems like a real fucking douche canal.
But she's a sweetheart, I do think.
I think she is a sweetheart, and I think he's the fucking worst based on the 6 seconds I've known who he is online.
Mm-hmm. Think she's fine.
Wait,
Someone was going to get famous, and it happened to
I didn't
her.
Give mine.
Go ahead.
Mine is the opposite of these two hooligans. I think this movie is made for when you have a migraine and you're staying home from work and you need something on because you just need like to stay awake, but you don't at all want to be involved on this planet in Ethersphere. You put this on in the background. You smile when something happens.
Yeah.
You're never frowning and it's not annoying. So you can keep it on while you still have a migraine.
I could totally see this being someone's comfort movie in the future. Mm. Like a future generation. Because it just is like, it's just air and picture. It's just noise.
It's got DCOM energy.
It has who?
100%.
Disney Channel original movie energy.
DCOM.
Like that style of movie.
It was pretty PG, no?
They did have a blatant reference to anal sex.
What?
They did?
Yeah, they had.
When?
Like,
Addison Rae looks down the barrel of the camera and says, fuck me up the butt.
I missed that part. Just like I missed the fucking.
She comes. Yeah.
Bryce Hall.
She comes to school and goes like, my butt's pretty sore from the way you rode me all morning.
Okay, but can I ask, is her audience young? Because I don't think they are.
Yeah,
they're horny boys and young women.
I think they're younger, but teens.
But not young, young.
Miles isn't that young.
Yeah, I would say.
How old were you guys when you guys had anal?
Yeah.
All right.
That's guys, thank you so much for listening.
That was a good episode.
What a wonderful, perfect episode. We
Garrett,
did it again.
Come home.
Garrett, come home.
We
save
miss
us.
You.
Save us. Please write us. Let us know what movies you want to see next. We got Spooky Month coming up.
Yay.
Wow. Oh. I bit my lip. And I hate scary movies. What? Have I said that yet?
You're eating olives.
We planned this when you were away.
Oh, fucking see what happens when you don't include mom on the text chain.
Miles, where can people find you?
At Miles Bond on Instagram. I'm still trending upwards, unlike these two.
Well, that's very true. I am old BuzzFeed trash. It's only moments before my agency drops me. I'm at Kelsey Adara on all the things. Please follow me because I need to stay relevant.
And Miles, if you could say one thing to Addison if she's listening.
I think you like me.
Don't look at me. Why are you looking at me?
Addison, I think you're great. You did a great job with this one. Keep it up.
Okay, coach.
Keep it up.
I'd love to be your acting coach.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right.
All right.
Bye.
All right.